In baseball news, Alfonso Soriano homered twice and drove in a career-high 6 runs. Alex Rodriguez had a 2-run double, and the Yankees' bats bailed out a wild CC Sabathia for a 14-7 rout of the Angels on Tuesday night. Elsewhere in the American League, Shane Victorino's 2-run single in the 11th inning lifted the Red Sox to a 4-2 win over Toronto. Seattle topped Tampa Bay 5-4, Cleveland bested Minnesota 5-2, the White Sox outscored Detroit 4-3 in 11 innings, and Oakland fell to Houston 5-4. In the National League, the Dodgers doubled up the Mets 4-2, scoring 4 times off Matt Harvey over 6 innings. That made it 39 wins in their last 47 games. Washington 4, San Francisco 2, Atlanta beat Philadelphia 3-1, Cincinnati defeated the Cubs 6-4 in 11 innings, St. Louis passed Pittsburgh 4-3 in 14 innings, and it was San Diego over Colorado 7-5. Checking interleague play, Milwaukee downed Texas 5-1, Miami blanked Kansas City 1-0 in 10 innings, and Arizona edged Baltimore 4-3 in 11 innings. The NFL Players Association told its members the union agreed that 40 players will take blood tests for HGH each week during the season, with a positive result drawing a 4-game suspension. At the World Championships in Moscow,
it's Merritt, Borle, James, Santos. As they hit the home straight, LeSean Merritt is in front. Karate James trying to catch him, but Merritt is starting to pull away. Borle on the outside, but here's LeSean Merritt. He's going to win off by himself, and McQuay comes at the last second.
Sound courtesy of Universal Sports. LeSean Merritt of the United States reclaimed the world title in the men's 400 meters, pulling away from the pack early and winning by more than half a second. Finally, longtime UAlbany football coach Bob Ford announced he'll retire after this season. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.